You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for the fourth day of the five-day trading week, and therefore it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Greg Davies, Head of Wealth at Kratos Capital in Johannesburg. Greg, your first day back at the helm, at the desk of Kratos. How's it been?
Yeah, fun to be back and, just catching up on admin. And the market's been quite interesting. A little dull morning, but picked up in the afternoon. A couple of interesting stories across the screens, more on the international markets, really. I suppose, as we were saying on the opening this morning, some quite big share price falls over the last 2 weeks of September. A couple of stocks clattered back. I mean, we think Sasol was well over 300 at the highs, all the way back into the 250. So quite a few unpleasant surprises on my return.
Okay, let's provide a foundation for the rest of our conversation, because we've got the dollar rand at 15.13. We've got the British pound against the rand 18.78 and the euro rand 16.63, with the euro dollar 109.90, which is a stronger euro, weaker US dollar. Hopefully that has boosted the gold price. So let's go down on the sharenet.co. Oh, goodness me, it has as well. The gold price is up $11 to $15.10 an ounce, let's call it. The platinum price is up $8.50 to $8.96¾. And give us palladium, if you would, Greg, if you remember how to do that.
Pulled back after sort of threatening that 1700 again back at 1653.
The oil price, the Brent crude oil price, is $57.72. That's the lowest I've seen it for quite a while, Greg. It's down 0.5%.
Yeah, there's quite a big movement in the market. We'll get to it, but there was an ISM manufacturing number out of the US at about 4 o'clock today, and that sent a ripple through the market, weakening the dollar, pushing the gold price up, but also pushing the oil price down as well, interestingly enough.
And Greg, looking at the international markets, the Dow Jones up very slightly, so is the S&P, so is the NASDAQ. The FTSE in London down around about 0.5%. The DAX, I've got an incorrect feed on my screen. But Europe not looking good, America stabilising. But there's an air of nervousness about these markets, I think.
Yes, definitely. Certainly a lot more of a bearish feel. I mean, in fact, the Dow initially opened sort of quite a bit lower. It's rallied a little bit positive now, up 27, but feels like a lot of traders shorter term sitting with one finger on that sell button, easily spooked by any sort of economic news of the US or trade news at all. So skittish market for sure.
Yes, indeed. Stock Exchange News Service now. Let's have a look at that, see if there's anything come out today. Any announcements? I'm going to give you, of course, your traditional what on earth is this share? Anything of significance?
I'm having a little bit of technical trouble. I'm going to just jump over to the famous ShareNet screen here and
I've got a really good one for you. Actually, I've got two good ones for you later once you do that. I'm looking at something called Amber House Fund Limited, but we're not going to go into that. Eastern Platinum, nothing much today. Trading statement from Datatech. We spoke about that this morning.
Yes. Look, I mean, I think that's what we were pointing out there, that is, some of these, well, not small cap, but certainly a smaller share, just not doing the volume that they used to do.
Eastern Platinum Limited announced the resignation of director Nigel K. Dentum, and the share price fell 44%. Why am I laughing?
Yeah, it's just an unusual surname. Yeah, share price down. I think that their share price is dual listed in, it's listed in Canada as well. So that's where most of the volume takes place. It's almost a sort of secondary listing here on the JSC, but quite a sort of marginal platinum player and quite a speculative stock, really.
You reckon? Peregrine Holdings Limited changed to the board of directors. You know this company quite well. Have you read this one?
Yes, I think it's with the cat has been the CEO and the CFO at the same time, just in dual roles. They have split off one bank, the broking side, the prime broking side that we use. They put it under the name of Perisys, which does sound like some
sort of terrible noise. It sounds like a disease.
Medieval disease, yeah. But they're not listening to my advice on names.
Oh. Greg, I'm going to ask you about a company called Pembury Lifestyle Group Limited. They came out with their results for the 6 months ended June, a little bit late. But Pembury Lifestyle Group Limited, what do you know about these people?
It's sort of, I think how they termed it was sort of a lifestyle It's a retirement home down the road, so I really don't know why it's listed.
And the share price has done what today? It was 6 cents last time I saw it.
You can hear that I'm battling with my trading screen at the moment, so battling to get prices off the JSE for some reason. The good fellows of Peregrine have cut me off at this crucial moment in time.
Greg, let's move on now to the top five major movers to the upside and the downside. I'm just going to refresh my ShareNet screen here just to make sure that I've got the correct closing prices. On the upside, nice one. Anglo American Platinum up 6.2%, Trustco 5.7% higher, Northam 5.5% to the good, CAP 3.5% up, and Anglo Gold Ashanti up 3.1%. So you've got Anglo Gold, Northam, and Anglo Plat to the upside. Is that a commodity story or a RAN story, do you think?
Yeah, Greg? We had a from around 4 in the afternoon, we had quite a big spike up in the gold price and a bit of weakening of the rand, but certainly platinum counters are very much back in favor. Somehow managed to always swing the conversation around to Impala, but that closed at 102.
Well done.
And also Sibanye has also been strong. So the market has just literally in the last week taken a new look at these platinum counters. Obviously Anglo Plat being the blue chip, the biggest player in its space, up 6% today, and just given them the stamp of approval, really a re-rating really in the platinum space. Anglo Gold's always going to be up on a day like this. Gold sort of started this morning around 1497, had a spike up to around 1520, sitting around 1511 as you mentioned earlier, but gold certainly the space to be in at the moment.
On the downside, I've got Assore down 5.6%, Sappi down 4.1%, actually let's call it 4%, AECI 3.6% to the downside. Intuprop, the UK property company, down 3.5%, and Mondi PLC down 3.1%. Assore's been in the top five and the bottom five probably in the last 2 weeks since you've been away.
It always seems to come up on our list. The one which worries me on that list is Sappi. Actually looking at some technicals this morning, and this time, around about September, August of last year, it was over 100 rand a share, like 103. Finished today at 36.60.
Wow.
And it's down 4% for the day. After this morning, looking at it, was going to have a reasonable start. So somebody's just got an urge to really pound the share at the moment. And it is one that, where especially our kind of traders all try and sort of call it bottom pick, try and think where the buying is going to come in. Some big volume as well, 130 million rands worth of shares. So something troubling Sappi investors at the moment.
Yes, indeed. Give us the JSE indices and also the volume, the all-important volume, if you would, Greg.
Just got the screen up, so just in the nick of time.
Well done.
Firing away at the buttons here. The bank's up a quarter of a percent, financials down a third of a percent. Industrials a bit stronger, up 0.89. Retailers, which were strong this morning, giving up those gains, down 0.35. Gold index, treats of form up 2.5%. Platinum's up 4.4. Resources down 0.63. That left the all share down 0.5%, down 277 points, 53,727. Also looking at technicals on that all share earlier, did feel like 54,000 was quite an important support level, which we've violated now. So be watching the market carefully the next few days.
Are you watching Donald Trump carefully? Has he come out with anything in the afternoon? We have to have our Donald Trump moment, of course.
We do. And, that manufacturing number was a little bit of a disappointment. I think it did shock the market. I'm surprised he hasn't got on his Twitter and sort of calmed the market.
He's having a nap.
He probably is at this time. He doesn't want to get up too early. But this is the non-manufacturing PMI, which has slipped from expected was 55, came in at 52.6. But obviously, the U.S. is more sort of a services economy already. So that's why the market didn't like that number. It was a disappointment. We do have the jobs numbers tomorrow, being the first Friday. So, traders will be watching that number closely.
On that note, I'm going to end the show with my normal quote of the day. And it comes from Donald Trump, the current president of the United States of America. But when he wasn't president, he said the following. One of the key problems today is that politics is such a disgrace. Good people don't go into government. Greg Davies is the head of wealth at Kratos Capital. And that was the 5 o'clock shadow. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. Visit strictlybusinesspodcast.com and subscribe to receive exclusive content straight to your inbox. strictlybusinesspodcast.com. made possible by Prudential Investment Managers.